We're doing brachot. We're up to daf yud zayin amud aleph. Mar b'ed ravina ki avim saim tzvut de amar hachi. When he finishes davening, he'd say the following. We're holding 2, 4, 6 lines where the lines get wide. He'd say, Elokai, my God, nitzol l'shoni mera, watch my tongue from saying evil. Isn't that my job? Usiftotai midaber mirma, and my lips from saying deceit. That's God's job. It's not my job. Vilim kalelai nafshiti dom, and to those who curse me, silence or seal my soul. Venafshi kafala kol tiyeh, and may my soul be like dust before all. Ptach libi b'toratecha, open my heart in your Torah. Uvmitzvotecha tirdof nafshi, let my soul chase after your mitzvos. V'tatzileni mipegara, and save me from an evil encounter. Miyetzer hara, from evil inclination. Umeishara, and from an evil woman. Umikol rotam mitrakshot lavo la'olam, and all evil that's arousing to come to the world. V'chol ha'choshvim ala ra'am era feretzatam v'kalken machshavtam, and all those who think to do evil unto me, Hashem, undo their plots, destroy their thoughts. Yul ratzon mefi v'gion nevi lefanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. May it be the will before you to fulfill what I've said and what I've thought, Hashem, who is my rock and my redeemer. And here you see that the yul ratzon appears after the request. Rav Sheshat, the famous Rav Sheshat, who was blind. When he'd sit in a fast, after Shmoneh Esrei, he'd say the following. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Some Siddurim printed and some don't. But really every person should say this at the end of a fast, at the mincha, at the end of a fast, every person should say this. Ribon olamim galui lefanecha bizman shebeit hamikdash kiram adam choteh umakriv korban, master of the worlds. It's revealed before you that at the times of the temple, if a person sinned, he'd bring an offering, then makrivin mimenu lachalbo v'damo. And the only parts of the offering that were offered on the altar were the fats and the blood, umitkaper lo, and he'd be forgiven. V'achshav yashavti v'ta'anit, and now I sat in this fast, v'nitmeet chalbi v'dami, and my blood and my own fat has been diminished, because I fasted this day. Yiratzon milfanecha, may it be the will before you, she'echelbi v'dami shenitma'et, that the fat and blood of mine that have been diminished because of this fast will be considered keilu ikraptiv lefanecha al gabei mizbech, as though I offered them on an altar before you, v'tirtzeini, and you will again come close to me, you will love me. Rabbi Yochanan kavim sayim sifra de Yov amarachi. When Rabbi Yochanan would conclude the book of Job, he'd say the following. Sof adam lamut. The end of a person is death. The sof be malish chita. And the end of an animal is slaughtering. V'akol mitam umdim. So it turns out that all of life is headed towards death. Everyone's standing in line, waiting for their turn. Ashrei mi shegadal b'torah v'amalot b'torah. Praised is he who grew in Torah, and his toil was in Torah. Ve'oise nachas ruach. They have a song on this, right? Ve'oise nachas ruach le'yoytzroi. And he gives pleasure to the one who formed him. Ve'gadel b'shem tov, who he grew up with a good name. Ve'niftar b'shem tov min ha'olam, and passes from the world with a good name. Alav amar Shlomo, about him King Solomon said, Tov shem yishem en tov yom amavet yom yivaledo. A good name is better than good oil, and the day of death is better than the day he was born, because look, he made it with a good name, and that's how Eov concluded his life with a good name. So that's how he would conclude the book of Eov. He'd say, at the end, everyone's going to die. So what can you do? You can grow in Torah, work in Torah, give pleasure to your Creator, grow in a good name, and pass from the world in a good name. Magala bepumid Rav Meir. Rabbi Meir would frequently say, "Gemor b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha ladat et darki." Decide with all your heart and all your soul to know my path. V'lishkod al daltei torati, and to be consistent on the doors of my Torah. Nitzol torati b'libcha. Protect my Torah in your heart, and my fear should be opposite your eyes. Shmopicha mikol chet, watch your mouth from all sin. V'taher v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashma, and purify and sanctify yourself from any fault, mikol ashma v'avon, and all sin. V'ani ayeimcha b'chol makom, and I will be with you everywhere, as though the Shechina is talking here, right? Magla b'pumay d'rabanan d'yavne. The rabbis of Yavne used to say the following. Ani b'riya v'chaveri b'riya. I and my friend are both God's creatures. We both have the capacity to discern between good and bad. And so, although there are people out there who haven't learned Torah, I who learned Torah, and my friend Am Haaretz who hasn't learned Torah, we are both creatures of God. Ani melachti ba'ir, v'hu melachto basadeh. I work in the city, he works in the field. I have an easier job than he does, a more pleasant job than he does. Ani mashkim limlachti v'hu mashkim limlachto. I get up early to do my job, he gets up early to do his job. Kishem shu eino mitgader bimlachti, just as he doesn't try to take my job from me, to tell me what the Torah says, kach ani eino mitgader bimlachto. I don't budge into his job. He knows his line of work better than I do. B'shema tomar, maybe you'll tell me, yeah, he isn't butting into your line of work because he couldn't learn Torah if he'd try. So he wouldn't benefit if he'd even try learning Torah. Ani marbe v'hu mamit, that I do much more than he would if he'd be learning Torah. That's why he doesn't bother trying to learn Torah, because he doesn't stand the chance. Sheninu chad marbe v'chad mamit uvivad she'chaven libor ha'shamayim. That's no excuse. He can have as much merits in the world to come as I do. Because God doesn't judge us based on how many dapim we covered in Shas. God judges us based on our potential. And when the Torah discusses the sacrifice of the wealthy, that's a big fat animal that costs a lot of money, it says Rech Nichoach. And then the Torah discusses the sacrifice of the poor, that's a small amount of flour that costs almost nothing. The Torah says Rech Nichoach. They both give pleasure before Hashem. It says the Mishnah in the end of Menachos. The Torah is teaching us a rule. God doesn't gauge us based on how much money we gave. If this guy could afford more and he gave more, good for him. The other guy could afford less, so he gave less. That's also good for him. The one who does more and the one who does less. What God says is, wait a second, where were your intentions? Did you do the best that you could have done? And so my friend who's in the field, he could be learning Torah. He should be learning Torah. And if he'd be learning Torah, he'd get wages just like I do, because there's room for everyone to learn Torah. And you'll tell me, maybe he can't cover as much as I do? No. He'd get as much as I do. He wouldn't get an iota less than me, because God doesn't expect him to achieve what I've achieved. Yeah? Okay, scary line here. Seems like they're taking the people to task. The people who don't learn Torah. Those people who say, I'm a businessman, I have nothing to do with learning. Why don't you have anything to do with learning? I know why I don't have to do with your business, but I don't know why you don't have anything to do with my Torah. It's your Torah too. And you would get the same amount as I do. He has the same potential for wages as I do in this line of work. Okay, continue here, Bezalel.